Dating and relationships, what people want in 2025, apparently change on the horizon. And Julie's going to talk about this, what people expect from relationship change. And you shared rather with some recent articles in the New York Times and Forbes magazine that talked about how relationships are becoming less superficial and people are wanting deeper connection. Is that a good spot to start?
Right. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. You know, for years, we've seen this shift away from superficial connections towards deeper, more meaningful ones. So what's happening in 2025? It's a culmination of this trend. So people, especially Generation Z, so the younger people dating, and millennials, they're setting boundaries and they're prioritizing emotional compatibility. So it's not just what you look like, it's are you emotionally compatible? You mentioned New York Times and Forbes. I think those articles that you're talking about were referencing a survey from an online dating site, Bumble, which said 64% of women are refusing to settle and being upfront about their needs from the beginning. So what this means is, as opposed to, you know, the Tinder culture, there's less hookups and superficial relationships. So yes, people can still meet through that app, but the expectations are different. Emotional attachment and shared values are taking center stage.
Can we just give a couple of superficial relationship characteristics, like what people should be looking for? Maybe they're already in that rut.
Well, superficial would be you really are only focused on very surface level things. Right. So it could be what you look like. Mm. It could be only one aspect of a relationship. So it could be, well, you know, I don't really want to commit, even though the other person is looking for that. Mm-hmm. And so, but they're just going along with, okay, well, we'll get together whenever it's convenient for you, have a sexual relationship, but nothing beyond that. So even though the one person might be wanting that deeper emotional connection, for years, they've just been kind of settling, not wanting to be embarrassed by wanting more.
All right. So when people are think about young people dating, I guess they don't necessarily think about them, you know, considering shared values. And as you mentioned, emotional attachment as the most important thing, because, you know, we have lots of dating apps and it made people date like kind of choosing cereal, you know, swipe left and swipe right. So which I always felt was very harmful. So is there still pressure to make things work, you know, once you commit to a relationship? Or do Gen Z and millennials, do they move on if there isn't that deeper connection?
Well, they will move on, because if you think beyond those quick hookup sites, dating apps have opened up people to connect with, even on a global level. Think about this. It's not just in your community now. Mm-hmm. They can find people who align with their values. So at the same time, so that's happened. So there's more availability. And then social media and mental health advocacy have normalized self-reflection and emotional intelligence. Look, we're talking about it on a morning radio station. That's how normalized it's become. It's not like decades ago where you chose from a limited pool of people and put up with things that were out of line with how you wanted to live.
Another trend that apparently is hot for 2025 is this idea of a micromance. What does that mean?
Well, it's a play on the word romance,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So for sure. So micromance is about small, intimate gestures. So think of, you remember that movie from the 80s? It was like John Cusack and he had the boombox outside the window blasting. It was Say Anything, the movie was, if
okay.
You remember that.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
Well, you're older than me, Sean. You should.
It was just very popular. He stood outside of the window okay. with his ghetto blaster, like yeah. trying to get this girl to like him. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so, can I just mention something? Okay, so kind of like for the younger generation, it was for Love Actually, when the guys with the cue cards standing outside her doorstep. Could it be like that?
And it could be.
Like,
yes, it could be very similar to that. Yes. So what in today's culture, John Cusack, or even, I don't know how people responded to Love Actually, it's like the person's not getting the hint or respecting the boundaries that the one person has set. So people might be offended by that kind of overshowing of what you feel. So people today might enjoy something more subtle, like receiving a playlist that resonates with them and that shows that you understand who they are. So it's a shift from those grand gesture performative acts to more genuine, thoughtful connections.